In this session, we will look at foreign aspects of employment income. The way we tax employment income with some foreign element is largely consistent with the way we taxed overseas investment income in the previous chapter. The taxation of employment income is largely dependent on where the employment duties are performed. As a general rule, if an employee performs his or her employment duties within the UK, earnings in respect of those duties will be taxed in the UK at the time they are received. This general rule will apply regardless of the residence and domicile status of the employee. If an employee performs employment duties outside the UK, the position is more complicated. Earnings in respect of those foreign duties will generally be taxed on a receipts basis, but a claim for the remittance basis may be possible, depending on the employee's residence and domicile position. Some earnings may escape UK tax altogether. We will look at each of the various scenarios in turn over the next few pages. We will start with employees who are resident, ordinarily resident, and domiciled in the UK. Employees resident, ordinarily resident, and domiciled in the UK are chargeable to tax on the full amount of any earnings received in the tax year. This applies irrespective of where the employment duties are performed or where the earnings are paid. The date of receipt for these purposes is the earlier of the time when payment is physically made or the time when the employee became entitled to the payment. There are special rules for directors, as was discussed in an earlier session. Therefore, if a UK resident and domiciled employee works abroad for a short period, say 3 months, the earnings paid in respect of those overseas duties will be fully taxable in the UK, even if those earnings are paid abroad and kept in a foreign bank account. Double tax relief will apply if those same earnings are also taxed in the overseas country. The detailed double tax relief rules will not be considered on this course. We next consider employees who are resident and ordinarily resident in the UK, but who are not UK domiciled. The taxation treatment depends on whether the earnings are chargeable overseas earnings or whether they are not. If the earnings are not chargeable overseas earnings, the earnings will be fully taxable in the UK on a receipts basis. If the earnings are classed as chargeable overseas earnings, those earnings will be taxed to the extent that they are remitted to the UK, but only if the employee has made a claim to be assessed on the remittance basis under Section 809B of the Income Tax Act 2007. If no such claim is made, the earnings will be taxed on the receipts basis as normal. As we saw in the previous session, if the claim for the remittance basis is made, the employee will not be entitled to a UK personal allowance. The employee will also be subject to the £30,000 charge if he is a long-term resident. If the unremitted foreign income and gains are less than £2,000, the remittance basis applies automatically, and there is no loss of the personal allowance. The definition of chargeable overseas earnings is contained at Section 23 of ITEPA 2003. There are three conditions. Chargeable overseas earnings are general earnings of an employee who is ordinarily resident in the UK and who is claiming under Section 809B to use the remittance basis. The employment must be with a foreign employer, i.e. an employer whose normal place of business is outside the UK. Finally, the duties of the employment are performed outside the UK. If all three conditions are satisfied, earnings in respect of the foreign duties will only be taxed if they are brought back to the UK. By way of an illustration, George has been resident and ordinarily resident in the UK for the last 4 years, but is domiciled in Australia. He works for British Airways, a UK company. George spends 8 months a year in the UK head office and 4 months a year in Sydney, Australia. His earnings for his Australian duties are paid in Australian dollars into his Sydney bank account, and no remittances are made back to the UK. As George works for a UK employer, his earnings in respect of his foreign duties are not chargeable overseas earnings. Therefore, his earnings are taxed in full in the UK on a receipts basis, even though George has claimed the remittance basis. The fact that no overseas earnings were remitted to the UK is irrelevant. In practice, it is fairly unusual to come across a situation where an individual has chargeable overseas earnings due to the requirement that the duties of the employment must be performed wholly outside the UK. Chargeable overseas earnings are likely only to exist when the employee has genuine dual contracts. Contract 1 will cover the performance duties in the UK, and Contract 2 will be with an associated employer resident overseas, covering duties performed in the rest of the world, excluding the UK. HMRC will look closely at such contracts to see if they are valid. For example, whether the employee has in fact performed substantive duties under the overseas contract in the UK. This would include responding to an email. We next consider employees who are resident in the UK but who are not ordinarily resident. These rules will typically apply to employees living and working in the UK on a short-term basis, who are resident for a tax year, but who do not intend to remain in the UK long enough to become ordinarily resident. The way in which earnings are taxed depends entirely on where the employment duties are performed. Where the employment duties are performed in the UK, earnings are fully taxable at the point they are received. Where the employment duties are performed outside the UK, earnings are taxed only if they are remitted to the UK. Again, this will only be the case if the employee has made a claim to be assessed on the remittance basis under Section 809B. If no Section 809B claim is made, the earnings will be taxed on the receipts basis as normal. If a claim to use the remittance basis is made, the employee will not be entitled to a UK personal allowance. If the unremitted foreign income and gains are less than £2,000, the remittance basis applies automatically, and there is no loss of the personal allowance. Finally, we will look at how earnings are taxed if received by an employee who is neither resident nor ordinarily resident in the UK. Again, the tax treatment of earnings depends on where the employment duties are performed. If the duties are performed in the UK, earnings are fully taxable at the point they are received. This could typically apply to a foreign employee who is temporarily seconded to the UK for a very short period, but is not in the UK long enough to become UK resident. Where the employment duties are performed outside the UK, earnings will not be subject to UK tax in any event. The UK tax authorities have no rights to tax the non-UK earnings of a non-UK resident. This will be the case even if the employee brings some of his foreign earnings into the UK, as the remittance basis will not apply where the employee is not UK resident. The above rules can be summarised in the following table. If an employee is resident, ordinarily resident, and domiciled in the UK, all earnings are taxable in the UK on a receipts basis, regardless of where the employment duties are performed. For employees resident and ordinarily resident in the UK, but who are not UK domiciled, the general rule is that all earnings will be taxable on a receipts basis. There is an exception where the employee has chargeable overseas earnings. These will be earnings from non-UK duties where the employee is working for a foreign employer. In this case, if a claim is made under Section 809B, the foreign earnings are taxed on a remittance basis. If the employee is resident in the UK but is not ordinarily resident, earnings for UK duties are taxed on a receipts basis, while earnings for foreign duties are taxed on a remittance basis. Again, this assumes the taxpayer makes an appropriate claim. Finally, where the employee is not resident nor ordinarily resident in the UK, UK earnings are taxable when received, and non-UK earnings are not taxable at all. The table on your screen is reproduced in the Tolly's tax handbooks.